The San Joaquin Valley has become the first air district in the nation to impose air pollution fees on sprawling developments. Yesterday, the agency's governing board unanimously approved a new set of rules that were fiercely opposed by builders. They will impose fees of up to $1,700 on new developments, expected to increase the amount of traffic in the valley because of their distance from the places where people shop and work. Brian Edwards-Tiekert has more.
Environmental health advocates are hailing the new rules as a victory. Kevin Hamilton, a respiratory therapist and member of Medical Advocates for Healthy Air, says he might like to see higher fees, but he's very pleased to see the Air District breaking new ground in a region that has some of the nation's most polluted air.
We would have liked to have seen something a little more stringent, but I think this was more compromise than consensus. So, yes, I think that it's a good rule.
Mark Stout, a technical advisor for the Central Valley Air Quality Coalition, says the fees are flexible. The Air District can waive them for developments that incorporate green building elements like bicycle lanes, solar panels, and energy-efficient heaters. And he says the fees the agency does collect will finance other clean air projects.
It has the potential to generate close to $35 million a year in mitigation funds, which is approximately the entire Air District budget right now. So it would have a huge impact in the ability to fund programs that take emissions out of the air, things like swapping out dirty diesels, replacing old polluting school buses from pre-1977. There's a wide variety of projects that could fund.
Stiff opposition came from the building industry, which complained that the rules could have a serious economic impact in a region that already struggles with entrenched poverty. Bob Keenan is the executive vice president of the Building Industry Association in Tulare and Kings Counties. He says the fees won't just affect new homes.
Schools will have to pay for every 9,000 square foot of school development. Hospitals will have to pay, medical offices, government buildings, sports venues, anything that attracts people or cars will all have to pay a fee.
Keenan also complained that the new rules are hard to understand, and air officials can't describe how much of a fee will be levied against any particular development. Agency officials say that's because the Air District will use a complex modeling system to determine air impacts, and because they're trying to build flexibility into the system. Jamie Holt is the agency's public information administrator.
Developers can mitigate the fee that they'll have to pay down to virtually nothing if they put the right design elements, the smart growth elements into their plans. So, yeah, we didn't give them an absolute flat fee, but we also want to incentivize good development and development that reduces the vehicle miles traveled by the residents or the shoppers in those particular areas.
The new rule drew support from a surprisingly broad cross-section of the Valley's political forces. Even agribusiness organizations argued the rule should be adopted. They said developers have to bear their fair share of the economic burden of clearing the Valley's air. For their part, representatives of the Building Industry Association say they may turn to the courts to stop the new rule. On the Environmental Justice Beat, I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Two environmental organizations filed a lawsuit today against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Our Children's Earth Foundation and the Sierra Club say that the EPA has failed to update air pollution standards for petroleum refineries, as is required by the Clean Air Act. Air pollution standards are based on maximum achievable control technology. Under the Clean Air Act, the EPA is supposed to update standards every 8 years as technology advances. Mike Costa is a staff attorney with our Children's Earth Foundation. He says that although the EPA set standards for petroleum refineries in 1995, it failed to review and update those standards in 2003.
They've made, you know, all kinds of settlement agreements with refineries throughout the United States, but really those have been kind of like, you know, some backroom deals that let the refineries get away with more pollution and allows them to not install the pollution controls that the Clean Air Act requires them to install. Kind of like a sweetheart deal.
Environmental groups charge that the EPA's failure to update air pollution standards across the board has allowed petroleum refineries to operate without installing new technologies that would have reduced hazardous air pollution. According to EPA data, U.S. petroleum refineries produce more than 49 million pounds of hazardous air pollutants each year. Attorney Costa says these pollutants are associated with health problems, such as cancer and upper respiratory disorders.
In 36 states and 125 U.S. cities, more than 67 million people breathe these air pollution from refineries, and that's really significant. And with an update of this rule, hazardous air emissions will be reduced.
The EPA did not return KPFA's calls by airtime.
An environmental group has sued a dairy in federal court in Fresno, saying it began construction on a project before complying with the latest air pollution requirements. The Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment filed suit against CNR Vanderham Dairy. The center is representing the Association of Irritated Residents, known as AIR. The group alleges the dairy didn't get an air permit. Air regulators say the dairy isn't big enough to fall under requirements because it will only house about 1,300 milk cows. A permit is required for more than 1,954 milk cows. The lawsuit contends the dairy will house 680 calves and other animals in addition to the cows.